We're joined now by one of the special assistants this spring training for the Cleveland Indians. Good to see him back here with the tribe. Charlie Nagy joins us. Charlie, excited about your new role with this team?
Yeah, I mean, I was here last year in spring training, but without a title.
Right.
I was just here helping Alan do it.
You did so well, they gave you a title.
Exactly. Or Jason Bray, and I took his title. JB got moved up to the bullpen. But, yeah, just excited to be, you know, spring training again. Excited for... You know, after spring training, going to be able to go out and watch some of the younger kids play and be in Cleveland a little bit more and hit, you know, Columbus and Akron and seeing some baseball this summer.
You're an extra set of eyes down here with opinions, obviously, as you watch these guys. What will your role be? How much will you influence maybe, you know, Mickey Callaway and Terry and some of the guys when you're working with them?
I'm here to help. An extra set of eyes. If they need me to go somewhere to watch something, if they need me to do something, you know, I'm the guy. I'll do it in a heartbeat. Excited to be around. We got a great. It's a great opportunity for myself to learn from these guys. We got a great staff. Tito's one of the best in the business. You know, he's got a great reputation. Mickey's great. He's unbelievable. You know, he's a great pitching coach, and he's done a great job. And just being around all the other guys, you know, you just try and learn something new every day, I guess.
When you retired, was coaching something you wanted to get into, or did it just evolve that way because you spent time in Arizona as the pitching coach, and now you're back here with the Indians as a special assistant? Is this something you've always wanted to do?
It just kind of evolved into that. When I was towards the end of my career, you know, coaching and not playing was the furthest thing from my mind. And then my last couple of years, you know, I had injuries, and I was in Buffalo a lot, and you know, the young guys were there and talking to them, and then, you know, it was like life after baseball, and it just kind of evolved into this. And then found out right away that, you know, when I first got into this, a special assistant, being on the field was where I wanted to be. You know, it's baseball, being between the lines, helping out whatever I can, and then, you know, you get one job and it leads to another, and
you know, here you are with the Indians.
Here I am back with the Indians.
Charlie Nagy is our guest. As you look at this starting rotation, a Cy Young Award winner, Carlos Carrasco, the second half of the season, the last 2 months, was almost unhittable, and some other young arms. Break down this rotation for me. How good can it be?
Very good. Like you said, you know, Klubs, unbelievable Cy Young Award year last year. You know, hopefully he can just, you know, match that or just be Corey Kluber. You hope Carlos can just pick up where he left off last year, you know, and just continue to pound the strike zone. And you know, he's always had the ability, and he just, you know, just kind of hopefully, you know, he put it together last year. Hopefully he can continue on. And then the other arms that follow, you know, they got great stuff. You know, the guys, McAllister, TJ House came up, and not much of a surprise. He's always thrown well, but, you know, it's all putting it together. And you got Danny Salazar. He's got a great arm himself. And you mix in a Gavin Floyd, a veteran influence, and, you know, it's got the makings of a very, very solid rotation.
When you think back about what Kluber did last year, he threw a complete game in 85 pitches. He had back-to-back 14 strikeout games. The Ernie was 244, you know, for the year. As a former big league pitcher, when you see a guy have a season like that, how tough is it to do that and be that consistent, having been there before, and how much do you appreciate what he did?
I was just happy that, you know, I didn't. Not many people knew of Corey and or the Indians, and the season that he was having. And I was just happy it got recognized, and people, you know, stood up and took notice, and they named him the Cy Young Award winner. But yeah, to do what he did, to be as consistent, you know, every fifth day, it's hard, you know, and it's just a tribute to him, a testament to his hard work, and his routines, and his mindset. And when he gets on the mound, it's all business, you know, and just to repeat and repeat and repeat. I mean, it's hard, and just hopefully he can continue on, and, you know, for years to come in an Indians uniform doing what he did last year.
Obviously, you have to stay healthy physically, but mentally, to be able to do that, to have the mental toughness to go out there every fifth day, and we always see he doesn't smile much, you know, he doesn't show much emotion. It's like he's got the blinders on and he's focused in on that. Is the mental side as tough or tougher as the physical side?
I think it's tougher. I mean, working out, you could always work out. You get in shape, you prepare, but it's the mental side, you know. I mean, the season's so long. It's a grind, you know. The weather changes. You know, one day it could be at 30 degrees. Next day, you know, it's 100 degrees somewhere else. But yeah, and then you know, just you have self doubt sometimes. That creeps in there. It's the confidence, you know. And as you start rolling, your confidence builds. But it only takes one bad game till all of a sudden you start doubting some things. But you know, it's just being able to remind yourself that, hey, I just had a bad day and move on. And Corey was able to do that last year. Not that he had many bad days. His bad days was like a lot of guys' really good days. And, you know, he's strong upstairs, and he just knows what he wants to do, and he just went out and executed it every fifth day last year.
And I think we saw the mental maturity from Carlos Carrasco last year, too, because they put him in the bullpen. He succeeded there. Then he finally got a chance to start again, and I don't think he wants to give the ball back being out there every fifth day, but to be able to overcome that adversity and to mature mentally for him, because there have been high expectations for a while for him to finally do that, showed a lot last year. And you know, and seeing him in the clubhouse, he just seems to be carrying himself different.
Right, and like you said, you know, he's had high expectations. That's what we've been waiting for out of Carlos. You know, he's always had the stuff. He's always wanted to be a starter. He went to the bullpen, you know, he didn't say anything. He went and did his job, did what they asked, and then he earned that spot. He earned that chance, and he just took the ball and ran with it last year, which was great to see, you know. And I think, you know, sitting around and watching Corey and watching some of the other guys and how they went about their business and pounding the strike zone, it's like you said, trying to throw a complete game in 85 pitches, which is unheard of. But all of a sudden that, you know, that gets contagious, you know. It trickles down to the other guys, and you know, Corey's the leader on the staff right now, and guys are just following suit. You know, he does it this way, then why can't I?
Mickey Callaway, what makes him such a good pitching coach?
He's very knowledgeable. He works really hard. He's very diligent. He communicates very well with these guys, and you know, day in day out, you know, he's very well prepared. And he gets along with everybody, and he cares. You know, I think that's one of the biggest things is, you know, you care about what you do and you care about your players are going to respond, and that's what Mickey does really well.
Is there a organizational philosophy as far as starting pitching goes through Mickey and through the organization, or is every pitcher different, so you need to treat every pitcher differently?
I think, yeah, everybody has certain philosophies, you know. I mean, there's pitching philosophies, but, you know, it all starts with strike one. You know, you ask any pitching coach that. But, you know, every pitcher is different, you know. No, you know, whether it's mechanical, lefty, righty, just the way they approach, you know, the game, the information that they want. So every guy's different and an individual, and you have to deal with them on an individual basis. But it's getting them all together on the same page and with the catchers and just, you know, knowing what they need to do and how they prepare and just to be prepared when they go out there. And I think that's, you know, 90% of the battle. If you go out there and you're prepared, you know, things are going to go better. And you know, you have, you know what you want to do, and you just go out and execute. And if you're not prepared, then all of a sudden it's kind of like a crapshoot. And you never know what's going to happen with that in that regard.
Charlie Nagy, our guest, and the reason I bring that up, Charlie, is Trevor Bauer. This is a kid with a ton of potential, but he's analytical. He thinks a lot. He does things differently, but the potential obviously is there. So how is he different from some of the other guys, and do you think after the success that he had somewhat last year that he's ready maybe to take that next step like Carlos did?
Trevor just, he's figured things out along the way. He's had to change his routines, get a better understanding of, you know, what it takes to take the ball every fifth day and to throw, you know, 33 times in a season. And then, you know, you got your side works and, you know, from day one of spring training to the end of the season. And last year, you know, he was able to do that, you know, stay healthy for the whole season. And that's key. You mentioned it earlier about health. It's a big thing. If you're not healthy and you can't take the ball, you know, oh, well.
What good are you?
What good are you? Exactly. And you become a coach. But but Trevor does. He views things differently. He thinks about things differently. And, you know, it's like I said, that's you talk to him. You get to know him. You get to know, you know, what makes him tick and, you know, the information that he wants or that he needs to for him to be successful. And, you know, you just accommodate that. And then, you know, you let Trevor go out there and prepare it and boom, and hopefully his talent will take over.
Last two things. Terry Francona, we talked about what makes Mickey such a good pitching coach. What is it about Terry that makes him the manager that he is very successful?
He's incredibly knowledgeable. He's very well prepared. He knows what he wants to do. He wants to win. He gets along with the players. He communicates tremendously. You know, and he lets everybody know. He lets everybody be themselves. You know, go out and be yourselves. You know, as long as you show up and play hard every day, that you're my guy and you want to win, I got your back.
Last thing, they're going to honor the 95 team this season. And a lot of the guys will be back when you think back to your time with the Indians, and especially that run in the mid-90s and that 95 season. What do you remember and what are you looking forward to the most about that?
Just seeing the guys. You know, it's fun getting back together. You know, it's kind of like a great friend you haven't seen in a while. Say hi, how you doing, how's the family, and then you just fall back into, you know, the time hasn't gone anywhere mode where, you know, it's just like, hey, just like it was yesterday. But wherever I go now, it's kind of funny, you know, I think back about that team, but, you know, listening to other guys when I was with other organizations or just, you know, in the off season talking baseball, and everybody brings that team up as probably the best offensive or best lineup that ever. And I was just like, oh, yeah, I never really thought about that. But I know we have a lot of guys that put up some great numbers that year, and I was very fortunate to have a front row seat for it. But, yeah, I mean, that team is still talked about, just even in baseball circles, as, you know, the best lineup they've ever seen.
Well, when you have Ramirez hitting seventh and Sandy hitting ninth or whatever, that says a lot about that lineup from 1 through 9.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
We appreciate the time, Charlie. Continued success. Good seeing you again, and we'll talk down the road.
You too. Thank you very much.